Hi everybody, this is John. I recently posted a podcast called 5 Rules of Sales Proposals, and today I'm following the same theme, but talking about the 5 rules of responding to tenders. There are many things to consider when responding to a tender. Tender responses take time, money and resource, both for the selling and the buying organisation. So these 5 rules might help you make the most of the tender opportunities that come your way by ensuring that your and your customers' time, money and resource are used wisely. The first rule I'm going to call look before you leap. When you receive a tender document, read it from cover to cover to ensure you understand everything there is to know about it. Unless you take the time to understand exactly what the customer wants in terms of product, service level agreements, price, timescales, and terms and conditions, you won't be able to structure your response to satisfy those requirements. Above all, resist the temptation to leap into constructing a response. Time taken reading and thoroughly understanding the requirements will save a lot of work, cost, and possibly emotion if you get it wrong later on. If there's something you need clarification on, or if you have questions to ask, make sure that you do this immediately after reading the tender and before you decide to respond. The second rule is probably the most important one, and it's you don't have to respond. This is probably the most important rule to remember, in that you don't have to respond just because you've been invited to. After you finish reading the tender, ask yourself if the requirements being specified are aligned to your company's strengths and if you can win. If the answer is no, then consider the time and cost associated with responding and whether or not your resource will be better spent elsewhere. In addition, if this is the first time you saw or were aware of the tender, that moment when it dropped on your desk, it's probably a sign that you're not positioned strategically in the customer's perception, and other competing organisations may be. On to the third rule. If you do respond, do it to the best of your ability. Responding to a tender is exactly the same as submitting a sales proposal, other than that the structure of how the information is provided is dictated by the customer, not you, not the selling organisation. So if you do respond, make sure you provide the information requested in the format provided. Moreover, be specific with your answers, and at all costs, avoid generic responses that point towards a lack of understanding or compliance to the requirements. Noted, for example. The fourth rule is that it's not always about price. Now, some of you may argue with this, but the lowest price does not always win. Think of it from this angle. The production of a tender takes a lot of time, resource, and money for an organisation to produce. The customer is trying to achieve a combination of the best solution and price, not just the best price. The more relevant your response is to the customer requirements, the less relevant the price will be. Even public sector tenders are judged on best value, not on best price. When a tender response is unsuccessful, it's because A, maybe you shouldn't have responded in the first place, B, the response didn't meet the tender requirements in full, and in some cases C, a combination of both. The fifth rule is a rule that I talked about in 5 Rules of Sales Proposals, and it is do not be late. Every tender comes with a deadline for submission. If you can't comply with the deadline, tell the customer as soon as you receive it. the only time you can credibly ask for an extension is the point that you receive the tender. If it's not possible to get an extension, then a no bid should be your next course of action. If you don't do this, you'll either rush your response, which will probably result in a loss, miss the deadline, which will result in a loss, or do both, and neither of which will enhance your credibility for the next tender opportunity that comes along from that particular customer. In summary, tenders are an invitation to produce a sales proposal for a specific piece of business, albeit in a specific format dictated by the customer. As such, they should be treated with the same degree of qualification, care, process, and professionalism as any other opportunity. And like a sales proposal, there are a lot of things to take into account to get your response right, and hopefully these five things should give you a little push in the right direction. Thanks for listening, and if you want to know more about the services we provide, then all you've got to do is go to www.johnpc.co.uk.